we will be streaming this teaching. So if whenever Geshe-la invites, you know, questions or your input from you all, if you would please wait till you get the microphone, because, you know, no matter how loud you speak, the people on the internet can't hear you. So, you know, they won't know what's going on. So it would be very helpful if you would wait for the microphone. Let's see, I think that's all let's say. So let's just sit and prepare our minds for the teaching on the business of getting here. And since no one forced us to come, we've been accumulating merit since the moment we stepped out of the house into the car to get here. So if you turn to the first day sheet in the white prayer book, let's chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. And chant the four immeasurables in English. Taya ta omune mune maha munaye so. Is it okay if we chant the four immeasurables in English?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Are you all the Kamala tune?
Yeah, it's one that everyone knows.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, wonderful. Yeah.
I haven't tested it with anyone yet, though.
Yeah.
So let's chant the four immeasurables to the tune of America the Beautiful.
Oh, boy.
May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And then shall we do the mantras on the first pink sheet?
So this mantra, you know, we're doing here, and that's our contributions. All the people who requested, you know, some sort of prayer, finding a job, going through physical difficulties, going through mental difficulties, and losing someone from, you know, someone close one, relatives, you know, from family. So this all here in front of the Tara statues, you know, that piece of paper. So I request to, you know, put them there. So that's what we do in the monastery. So then, you know, like these are our contributions for them. We are, you know, saying this mantra dedicated for their whatever wish they have. So and a couple of people, they approached me. So they said, you know, they feel that we are praying for them. So I don't know how, you know, it benefits, but it benefits, but we don't need to know how it benefits, but it benefits. So these are our contributions. Okay.
let's chant Chen Rezik's mantra eight times on the bottom of the pink sheet, and then Green Tower's mantra seven times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So.
One question, so first, please read, let me read this question, okay? This relates to the meditation that we are about to do. When I do forceful method for the excited mind, so this means like the meditation that I explain almost every Sunday. It's called, this is, it is meditations, but the name of the meditation is like, or you can say method or instructions, forceful method or instructions, how to stop super excited mind, or this is the name of the meditation. So then the question here is like, how long should I hold my breath at the end? Should I try to hold it longer and longer as I continue to practice? Breathing, you know, breathing do distract our mind. Believe or not, no, breathing do distract. So then holding breath, it helps. So in these meditations, so you hold your breath long as you can. Then you know. Then you exhale. So then you do it again. No, then exhale. Okay. The forceful doesn't indicate holding a breath forcefully, like longer period of time. So you hold your breath long as you can. So when you look at the six Narupa yoga practice. So some of the yogas, you know, yoga means like there's some practice that related to the breathing and please hold your breath based on your limit, as long as you can, then you, you know, exhale. Otherwise, you know, it's not good, so you shouldn't push. So we will do some meditations together. Okay, meditation together. And also it kind of reminds me, it's like, whenever you are coming to the center, you know, if you see, you know, some animals, you know, dead animals side of the road, if you see somebody, you know, like any form of, you know, if you has witnessed any form of sufferings, that you are coming to the center. So then, when we do hear this prayer, you know, Chaitanya mantras, Tara mantra, then you can think of them, then dedicate for them. Okay, so that. That there's good, there's like the compassion with wisdom is good, rather than compassion, so then no wisdom, so no, then wisdom, no compassion. So these are considered like two wings, you know. compassion is one wing, the wisdom is another wing, so the two wings, no, then we can fly. So, compassion without wisdom, no, then you get trapped. Then wisdom without compassion, then also you get also trapped too. So we need to know to we need both of them. So so we do something, then instead of feeling bad, then you feel kind of good, you know, that you did something for that, you know, rather than doing nothing, then continuously feeling bad. But that's also not as skillful. You know, so that's why you know you do some prayer. So we begin with the 9-round breathing meditations. Okay, 9-round breathing meditations. So if some of you are here first time at the center, so then some of you already here like many times. So please practice patience. So I'm going to explain this. You know, so every Sunday I'm explaining. If there's you know, somebody here first time, so wondering about meditation. So the first, it's important to learn how to sit properly. Okay, meditation, sit properly. So you, me, all of us, no. So nobody says that we have to meditate. Nobody says no. So from our own side, deliberately, voluntarily, we are looking for no to learn how to meditate. So then I think it's good to learn the proper way. Proper way means if we do something, so we do well. Otherwise, it's a waste of time. No, then why we do? So it's very important. Second, knowledge is important. So then you know, you can share. First, it's important to you know sit properly when you meditate. Even though 5 minutes, 2 minutes doesn't matter. Reason I'm putting like has a little bit emphasized on learning how to sit properly, because Marpa, you know, Milarepa's teacher, Tibetan master Marpa, and he said in one of his writing, he said that in Tibet many people meditate. In Tibet, many people meditate, but he said nobody can compete the way he sits when he meditates. So that means, you know, Marpa. So all of you know, probably you can read about this highly as a realized individual practitioner. So, so first, you know, there's two ways to sit. One is called the Vajra Cross. That's quite challenging. Because you are supposed to see both of your soles of your feet, you are supposed to see on your lap. That's not that easy to do, but it can be done, but no, it's not that easy. So that's called full Vajra Cross, that's how I said. So then that's called half Vajra Cross, then lap, leg, bend, right leg little bit extend. That's typically how we sit in monks, most of the monks, that's how they sit in the puja every day, you know, long hour of, you know, like prayer, that's how we sit. So that's called half Vajra Cross, okay? Full Vajra Cross, half Vajra Cross, no? The half Vajra Cross is relatively easy to do. Some people, they can do full Vajra Cross quite easy, they do quite well, you know. So sometimes, you know, it's like, but it's, any one of them is good, okay, half or full, any one of them. So that's the first, that's called Kangba. There will be 7 sitting positions. First one is, you know, feet, then hand. So left hand below, right hand above, like this, then you touch finger. Because this whole thing has meanings. It's not just for fun. So it means there's significant meanings. Then you place that. Sometimes people hold like this, that's too much. Well, you don't need to do that, you know, you just place on your lap comfortably. You know, it usually says, you know, below navel, but doesn't, you don't need to measure. So, you know, just place like that. It has significant meaning. It's something to do with inner heat. You know, so, so that's the second, you know, first one, the feet, then the hand. Then back. make sure it's straight, you know. There's three tambo laba kebas, you know. Then shoulder like a little bit like this, you know, so make sure it doesn't touch all the way in, a little bit like this, you know, make sure there's enough space, the air can go through. Okay. That's like, you know, if you're sitting long time, you know, so then here probably don't need to worry because you have air condition. Like in India and Nepal, there are no air condition, so generally speaking, now they do some workouts. Now what we have, feet, hand, back, shoulder, there's four, right? There will be seven workouts. So, go, me, go, that's four. Then head, little bit down, you know. But putting too much emphasis there, so then there's not going to be meditation. Then you're thinking too much, worry about, you know, how it's a little bit like this, not like, you know, and that, a little bit like. Go mix. Then there's five, right? Five. So then eye, you know, slightly open. Then look a little bit down on tip of your nose. You don't need to make extra effort to see the nose, but you just look down there. So this instruction has been taught, you know, like 1,000 years ago, so I think it's good to learn. Go meet you. So then there's like four, number one, six. Then so, teeth, chew, lip, so chew, tongue, count one, then seven, okay, so chew. So then the lip and the teeth should be normal or natural. The tongue, you know, tip of the tongue should touch your upper palate. Okay, maybe to prevent that, you know, if you sit long, sometimes the precious jewel comes out to prevent that. So also, you know, to prevent, you know, that for prevent from thirst. So these are the seven sitting positions. So then back of the cushion is called something, it's called like here now they're called meditation cushions. Oh, that's okay, but actually it's called concentration cushions, something in there. That's what it's called if you translate the text, you know, something in there. So that concentration cushion should be like a little bit like back, a little bit like high. Back a little bit high, okay. So then with comfortable body, comfortable cushions, and with comfortable mind, then you sit. Then you meditate. Okay. So then, in order to do productive meditations, we have to have something to meditate on, then nothing to meditate. Okay. So you can't just sit like, you know, just sitting like this is not going to call meditations. It's like, that's called sitting positions. That's before you meditate, that's how you sit. That's called sitting positions, you know. So we have sitting positions. Also chicken has sitting positions. Chicken, also ducks have sitting positions, you know. Squirrel have sitting positions in the middle of the branch, sometimes like this. The tail comes up like, kind of like umbrella. Sit quite good, you know, like that. And once in a while, then he goes like this. Then there's also sitting position. It's not meditation. It's sitting positions. So this just sitting positions. So then meditation means then we have to have something to think about. That's how we know we meditate. Meditation means making ourselves familiar with something. Or something. So then the power of meditation is to reduce negative mind. Okay? More you meditate, more you become aggressive, more negative. we are completely wasting our time. We are doing nothing productive at all. We are just wasting our time. Better to listen to music or just sleep or maybe go do something else, you know. So this is very, very important, including myself. So we all should understand the power of meditation or purpose of meditation is to reduce negative thought. Why? Because the negative thought, that's why we are suffering. Not because of your friend, not because of your neighbors, not because of the wheat in the garden, not because of that, you know. Simply because of negative thought. That's the last thing that we don't need any of that, So then with that knowledge, in the beginning, the purpose of the meditation is to reduce, minimize negative thought. So so then that's good, okay? Let's go sitting meditation then. So then now we do this, you know, 9-round breathing meditation. It's good for the beginner. It's good, you know, it's easy to do. It's very simple to learn. There's a lot of benefit. 9-round breathing meditations. So I'm just, you know, talking about this, you know, this is something is quite simple and easy to do. It doesn't require a lot of, you know, time. You don't need to say any prayer. You just sit down and, you know, do this 9-round breathing meditation. So this 9-round breathing meditation is to eliminate the negative energy or negative energy that's been stuck in all channels. So this is the best way to get rid of that, you know, So if you feel some kind of negative energy, instead of screaming, yelling, just sit and do 9-round breathing meditation. It will help. You can teach your kids, your friends, you know, you can share. So what do you do? Place your left hand with this finger. Close your left nostril. Inhale, long, slow. Then the first set, there's three breathing, the first set. So now second one, you use your right hand, block, right, then inhale. That's the second set. So now third one from both nostrils. Inhale, not from mouth, inhale, exhale. Probably best way to get rid of negative energy, or you could say stress, you know, if stress is a form of negative energy, so that's the best way to get rid of that, okay? So you can do multiple times. You don't have to just do one and, you know, stop. You can do multiple times. Huh? So this is important, still, you know, even though your hand is not, because you are using your hand, it's not in these positions, but the back should be, you know, straight. So then after that, you know, so it's good for the beginner. If you are learning meditation, this is good to do. Just, you know, not visualizing anything, not saying any prayer. You just simply sit. You know, then of course, this 7 sitting position is important to learn, because this has been taught like 1,000 years ago. It's important to learn. So then you begin with 9-round breathing meditation. Okay, 9-round. First, your left hand. Inhale, exhale. Each time you inhale, you count. That's second time, that's 2. Exhale. Then again, 3. Then use your right hand, blow the right nostril. Inhale, exhale, like that. Mm-hmm. then nine, this was nine round breathing routines. So then you just sit and check how you feel. If your mind is still not, you know, in, how you say, if you find out your mind is still kind of like negative, you know, not like, then it's so difficult to cultivate something positive, you know, with this negative mind. It's very difficult. So either mind has to be positive to do productive meditations, the mind, the spirit has to be something good or easy to do productive meditations, or mind has to be neutral. Then having this, you know, negative mind, is then trying to do meditation is very difficult. So then what do you do? Second, what you do? You just watch your breath, 21 times. So nine round breathing meditation, we begin with inhale, right? Inhale. So then watching your breath, begin with exhale. Yeah, probably better to breathe from nose, not from mouth, but breathe from nose. Exhale. Then inhale, that's one. Exhale, inhale, two. Exhale, inhale. Each time you inhale, you count. Then you count 21 times. So that this technique, this very meditation, is supposed to turn your mind from negative to neutral. Neutral. So then you do whatever meditation you do, you know. So meditation on compassion, loving kindness, impermanence, emptiness, bodhicitta, and then all kind of meditation you can do. So in order to do productive meditation, mind has to be in good state. If mind is not in the right state, we cannot do productive meditations, because, you know, mind is not in a good state. So first begin with the nine round breathing meditation. Then after that, if your mind is kind of good, so then you can begin any type of meditation you do, you can begin. There's like review meditations, there's like analytical meditations, there's like concentration meditations. There's three forms of meditation you can do: review meditations, analytical meditations, concentration meditations you can do. Okay. So if your mind is not good state, then you do this 21 breathing meditations. So 21 breathing meditations to help. And then again, not just one. If it doesn't help, then do it again. No. Again. So then the mind, you know, it will turn mind into neutral state. So it's easy to cultivate loving kindness, compassion. Okay. So then we'll do these meditations, this forceful method, how to stop super excited mind, forceful method. So please, you know, use the sitting positions. I think you can sit, or you can place your both hand on your lap like this. That's also fine, you know, in this, like this, okay? Or you can put like this, whatever you feel comfortable. So then this meditation, what you do, exhale from the mouth, long, slow, little bit, you know, little force. Then we'll do this 10 times. 10 times. Exhale from the mouth, long, kind of little, with a little force. Inhale, that's one. Exhale, inhale. In the end, we'll all hold our breath. Hold breath. Just imagine the energy that's going in to your body is like white, round color. Size doesn't matter, any size. The shape, round shape, goes. Just imagine. And meanwhile, you are not breathing, you are holding your breath. Forefinger below your navel. And there, all the attention or focus should be on that, you know, energy. Then exhale. Okay, I will begin. This is called a forceful instruction or method how to stop super excited mind. Okay, we'll do it one more time. We'll try one more time. Do one more. Yeah.
When does the white ball of light come down?
Yeah.
When do you visualize the
white ball of light?
What is that? When do you do that?
Oh, no, the minute you stop breathing. Yeah, minute, you know, the end. So minute, then you know, just imagine. Actually, that's a very good question. So it does get a little bit complicated. So now, generally speaking, you are supposed to visualize between your here. What do you call this? Yeah, because that's the entrance of the central channel. Entrance of the central channel is located here. So because of that, you know, sometimes when you have very strong headache, you know, if you just, you know, you feel something, you know, like you feel the right spot, but that's interest is not something that you can see. But you know, that's where, because sending energy inside the central channels, you know, it is challenging. So because of that, they visualize the serious meditator. So they visualize something tiny like alphabet, you know, like say, let's say, just example, the A, letter A, half, not full A, but half A. So in our case, we visualize A, Om A, A, you know, usually symbolize speech, this letter like this A. So half of that you visualize tiny here, then you are thinking that's energy. So then slowly so you try to, you know, send that into your central channel. The goal is to open that, you know. So right now it's kind of blocked open. So probably, you know, energy here, the same when you're doing this. If you wonder, oh, from where I should visualize, from here or here, there, so then probably here, you know. The energy goes from here, you know. So then slow. The second part, you know, this meditation just we did is not complete. It's not complete. In order to complete that, so when you visualize, it is complicated. No, it's not. It's not complicated. You know. So we do a couple of times. It's not complicated. Sometimes it helps. You know. It's kind of a little bit distraction, but it helps if you say, okay, now white energy is going into my central channel, I'm going into my body. Now it reached forefinger below my navel. If you that's like guiding yourself, verbally guiding your mind, you know, into the process of meditations. So in the beginning, you know, so say, oh, space before you, any kind of, you know, meditation, like visualization, you say, oh, space before me, that's like beautiful throne decorated by all precious jewel, then top of that, then the this and that. So then you're kind of, you know, guiding yourself. No, actually, when you do, then you are supposed to think, oh, like that, okay. So this meditation is, in order to complete that, so then when you feel that energy, white energy, reach below, forefinger below your navel, then I'm not sure how to say it, simultaneously close the lower door. How you say it? That's how you say it? Yeah, sometimes people, they ask me, Gisela, what is lower door? I don't know what to say. So that doesn't make sense? So so when you feel like the energy reaches forefinger below, then you close. That means now all the muscle up, you know? So energy that comes up is yellow. Then they sit like this, white above, yellow below. Then you are now all the has the energy that goes in and out, everything is closed. Then everything's kind of released. Oh. Understand? It's clear. Oh. So then maybe second time, that's what we do. Minute you think, okay, reach the energy forefinger below, then close. Energy that comes up, yellow, same shape, different color, then there where you should concentrate. Okay, we'll start. Maybe seven times, not ten, seven. Okay, seven times. Number doesn't, you can do six, seven, ten. It will definitely benefit you. It will stop super excited mind. Okay. We'll do seven times, okay? So please share with your friends. No, So then this is good. No, this is the best part of the class, Sunday Dharma class. The next rest, I just mumble. This is that's the best part. I'm doing something. You are doing. Everybody doing something. Everybody get benefit. Okay. So then meditation is something that, you know, that probably the definition, when you look at the definition, is like making familiar with something, okay? So this is not only meditation in Buddhism. There are many, many complicated meditation, but this is simple and easy to do. So here you can just imagine, you know, the central channel, just imagine some kind of like, something like two center of your body. That's easy to do. So usually it helps. There's like the machine that checks blood pressure. Do you see something goes down? Something like that. It will help. So that's good to know. So I explained something that's been already known. I introduced something that's already been taught. So then it makes me like say, okay, well maybe if they pay attention, maybe they did learn something because I explained something. So then you can share with your friends, okay? So there's now few times left. So what I will do, read a couple of paragraphs from this book. Probably some of you old may have heard called Dzogchen. That's the master from Eastern Tibet. And he's very, he's good writer. And not just that. And because when he was in the monastery, because he's very educated, and not just that, he's really good, meditator, and he's renowned in his communities. A lot of people comes, So then, for him, it's kind of get distracted because he's not getting time to meditate because a lot of people comes, and all of a sudden he disappeared. His Holiness Dalai Lama is very much inspired by this master, Dzogchen too. That's actually he's from Nyingma traditions, Nyingma traditions. Very, wonderful, traditional. All of a sudden he disappeared from his hometown. People all over looking for, could not find. So turns out that, he just ran away because turns out that he's in a small town. So there's one of the household. There's one, the elder lady. So probably he asked, can he stay there? So maybe she can give him some job to do. So then he'll stay there. The noble knows who he was. But he is very famous back in that town. So then there, noble knows him. So then she said, okay, so you can clean my, litter box. In Tibet, before they go to bed, so I'm not sure here, so they have, something under their bed, so that's where they, use the morning, they just somebody take it out. There's no, here, you just turn on the light, bathroom's right there, it's not like that. Or you go outside a couple of miles, or, it's very cold. Tibet is very cold. So anyway, so turns out he's doing that job, He's taking out that in the morning, very, very happy, to do. So then there's lots of this group of people come looking for him. And to then they kind of his Holiness says, that's how this highly practitioned, that's how they live their life. They don't, so they only, thinking about practice, so they don't want a lot of attention. So then they don't want to be famous, but they just want to be quiet and to continue to develop their practice. So because of this master, I think every word that he said has some weight. It means something. So I'll read this. This, he's also a good writer, and he's like poet. What is a poet? He writes. So this whole book is about conversation between one young guy and one elder man. First he's looking, the young guy looking at him and kind of teasing him. So didn't realize how well that the elder man is educated, has a lot of experience, a lot of things to offer, and he's just so the lama's name is called Patru Dzogchen. Dza is the name of the place called Dza. It's Eastern Tibet. It's close to Gishisambo's hometown. Then he's from there. So this is written like stories, okay? So there's one boy, he lost his He lost his father when he was very young. He lost his father. His father passed away. So then, you know, could be like single parents. So father passed away. Chimutin, Pashita Sambi, Kata Longimeva. So then there's nobody there to guide him how to communicate, how to, you know, basically survive in the world. No, not anybody. There's nobody there for him to, you know, receive some guidance. So Longimeva changes. Yumi, Trongin, Kashi, Dan, Jesu, Tani. So then, because of that, so then, you know, he hang out with, you know, people there, you know, who's doing all kinds of, you know, bad things, not good manner, people in the town. He's hanging out with them and learning all kinds of public stealing, you know, robbing people, all kinds of, you know, bad things. Trongin, Kashi, Jesu, Tani. Kuzi, Yotam, Maraj, Chobala, Chonye, Vesis. And he's like, all now, you know, they are saying in Tibet, if you lean on the golden mountains, you may turn into gold. If you lean on the poison mountain, you may turn into poison. You know? That means it's like dragging 1,000 people down so easy. But bringing one person up, even just one, that's not easy. So... So now, the one day he's just hanging outside, you know, that's what he's doing every day, you know, he's going outside. And he saw that person who's on the walking stick and kind of like, you know, how do you say, kind of like imbalanced, kind of like, you know, all white hair, white beard, you know, everything. And he saw that person. Then probably he look at, say, probably he say, ha ha, then probably, you know, kind of like laugh. So didn't we, like, say, and there's four different ways to laugh, you know, some of you remember? I forgot. So probably, ha ha, that means like kind of like laughing, but it's kind of like looking down, laughing. So then he he is like happy. There's four different types. When you say he he, that's kind of happy laughing. There's four. Then I forgot, so I have to look in the book. There's four different ways of laughing. So then this is like looking down. There's a ha ha. That means kind of laughing, but looking down. So, Gola, Tasha, Makin, Yansa, Grincha, Pamodin, the person is probably wearing some kind of, you know, animal skin that keeps head home. Then the young guy said, I don't wear the things that you wear because there's no eyes on the ground. She's just teasing him, you know, why are you wearing this? Gola, Tasha, Makin, Yansa, Green chakwa, wanting a mess. So this is the kind of teachings. I'm not holding stick on my hand because there's no dogs, no dogs. Usually the people there, dogs are kind of, you know, some of them, Tibet, it's kind of aggressive, like guard dog, kind of aggressive, that bites, you know, he say, I'm not here holding stick because there's no dogs there. So he's basically teasing him, you know. So I'm not walking like as you walk, you know, kind of not like in balance because there's no place to dance. Dance, you know, it's like this kind of, you know, saying kind of negative things. Then he asks, where are you from? Where are you from? Which direction you come from this morning? Which direction, like which town do you come from? So now, tonight, where you go? Where you go tonight? He asked, no, tell me the truth. Don't lie. Tell me the truth. No, where you from? Where you going? Like that. And then, Sushin Shinu La Mi Busu stayed ha ha. Then the elder person looked at him and said the same thing, ha ha. Then, like, you know, he also laughed, you know, by, like, looking down on him. You know, when the Kumba, Kumba Poda, Chelula, Lochu, Tona, Kumba Poda, Chelula, Lochu, Tona, Nang, Lochu, Nangto. So when I look at the way you walk, then I can figure, I can assume that you are arrogant person, arrogant person. He said that, elder person said to him. The things that you said to me, the way you say, and it kind of indicate that you don't have good manner or good manner, and you are, you know, like good man. It says so. Mamma, gona geba chalula gona geba chalula. Teasing, like you like black, no, this hair is young because it's kind of all black, and the way you tease me, that is kind of indicate that you have nobody to guide you, and you just, you know, nobody to guide you, so it can clearly indicate that you are like something like that. Then, geba doji geba doji. So then, how are you doing? Boring? Well, because this is much better, I think, this kind of stories, no? So that all benefits this conversation between the two persons, no? So now, some of the words, you know, is probably written in the Eastern Tibetan dialogue. Some of them not quite easy to understand. Geba doji talis, geba doji talis, chage maya talis, sanye pajipules. If I don't understand something, I'll skip. That's what I do. Do you remember there's four different ways to teach? One, you know, like, say, people who don't have teeth, they only eat soft food, they just skip the hard food. That's one way of teaching, is only read the easy part, leave the difficult part. That's one way to teach. The crow making nest, that's one way of teaching. You know, pick up from something from here, something from there, you know, then doesn't look so organized because throwing everything down there, no crow, they just pick one stick, put it there. Some bird, they've, you know, beautifully made. So that's one way of teaching. They say, oh, he's teaching like crow making nest. That means there's no order. So my teaching style has all of them together, no combination. So then, ratugi tsasa means the animal goat, the way the goat eat grass. Goat can only eat the tip of the grass, they don't finish all the way down. So there's like touching a little bit here, a little bit there, not finishing all of them. That's one way of teaching. So this has all of them here. Then, and he's saying that chöwe jeje ngaye the shunu shaje taje diso. So you like someone who looks very young, very like handsome, young, says, I am more than you when I was young. No, he said, elder person saying to him, I was more than that, no, when I was young. No, so I know much more than you do when I was in your age. I know much more than you do. Rang you Pajim Yubitis, Chewe Tajinayas. So now that kind of part that elder person got kind of upset that he's telling, I'm better than you when I was in hometown, you know, when I was young. And then he's saying that then slowly he's going to give him some message to change his life. Chewe Tajinayas, that this long story is not going to finish today because it's like a lot of pages. I'm just, maybe next couple of Sundays I'll read a little bit, okay. And the end is get kind of interesting because this is all about instructions, you know, how that young person should think, you know, to become better persons, better human beings. So, he says, I'm from Eastern Tibet. You already asked me a question. He said, I'm from Eastern Tibet. So I think that's probably Zhapatru himself. Nobody else. He just made the story, but this actually himself. And he said, this morning I come from Samsara. He says. So that's why I like this story. I'm coming from Starbucks. Tana Kovetonius. I come from Samsara. This morning I come from Samsara. Do you ask me where I'm going to go this evening? He said, I'm going to the town of liberations. Then young person thought, oh, the way he talks clearly indicates that he is something well educated. No, it's not like, no. So then changes a little bit. He changed his attitude a little bit towards him. So I'm not so here that people say, hey, hi. What else they say when you call people? Hey. H-E-Y, hey, hi. So then, when somebody says, hey, is that like polite, impolite? Casual? Tibetan word, ke, that's impolite. And, you know, you call somebody ke, that means it's kind of like looking down, you know. Ke, so, gebo, dir, tarjik, dola, tamshi, mashi, da, maybe, so. And he say, hey, probably, like, I'm not sure, for like something strong, impolite, we are calling him, say, please sit down, talk to me a little bit. He's asking, not really asking, but he's just calling him K, means, you know, it's impolite. So sit down and talk to me. So the young person says, the other elder person says, you know, what I should talk. Then he's asking the young person, I don't know nothing about Dharma, so I do know experience, you know, so all about worldly life, but you are not going to listen. So there's nothing to talk. If I say something about, you know, like, to be important of being polite, being, you know, truthful, honesty, transparency, you are not going to listen. So there's nothing to talk about. Shunyuza, wana chuji kangsheba tela dagi ngeba nyeno shikhenlamas. Then they say, then elder person, okay, I am going to pay attention. I'm going to listen. Please talk. Then give what talji, then the elder person slowly kind of sit down. They say, he kind of promised that he's going to listen. I can't talk too much about Dharma and like too much about life, because I don't know much. I don't know them, even though I say more likely now those young people, they don't listen. People, you know, change, whole environment change, people change, mind change, you know, it's, they are not going to listen. So now that's how the really teaching began on this, with the conversation. So self-centered, so they just think about themselves, you know, it's always about me, there's nothing about others, always thinking about that. And, you know, harming people, the hurting people, all like that. So if somebody's very gentle, doesn't get a whole lot of attention, if somebody's doing all kinds of, how you say, not being truthful, honesty, and get a lot of attention, doing kind of, you know. So it's kind of like everybody's kind of quiet, you know, kind of like peaceful. Not much happening, so people don't get excited. When there's no loud music, all kinds of, people get really excited. So this, so honest doesn't get a whole lot of attention. If somebody's doing something negative, they get more attention. So this is the kind of the time or period in life. Le sato dan this. So choosing between, you know, like someone's been very kind to you a long time, but all of a sudden you meet new person and you are cherishing more that person, then you kind of forget all the, you know, like say, you are like long time friends. Then not listening to the people, then if somebody's following you, so then you guide them, not like morally, ethically, just forget about the next life. But even in this life, all this day to day life behavior, there's a lot, there's no embarrassment, no shame. The people does all kinds of things, no? And so we, lo me kong tu che gen la gebo, po gebo se xing, te la tong se. So then that's how you praise, oh, this person is like, say, oh, very good, no? Very good in business, you know, all kinds of, that's all kind of negative praise they get. Or the good people, like, you know, like Mother Teresa, there are, you know, so many good things. Even in this country, you know, you have maybe you have some different idea. I'm from, you know, grew up in India, and born in India, grew up in India. I have some ideas. You know, even though there's so many good things, doesn't get a whole lot of attention. That's very true. Zapatero, even in like 21st century. So Zapatero was born like around like 1930 sometime. He passed away 1930 something. He was born way before that. At that time, he's talking about now, you know, here, like, so many good things that people do, but you don't see, you don't hear them. What you hear from the news, you hear something negative, no? You don't hear, like, did they ever show about Mother Teresa and TV? Did they ever show? They don't show. But she's doing incredible work in India, you know, everybody knows. But how many people knows? Mother, how many times they show us about Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King, you know, and so, you know, that's what Zapatero means, you know, say good deed doesn't get a lot of attention. The negative deed get a lot of attention, a lot of power, all of that, you know. So then he say, there's nothing, if I say something, it's not going to be benefit because whole world is like now dead, you know. If that kind of environment, if I say something, it's not going to be a benefit. Because whole world, environment, that's what people are thinking about. No? That's why the attention gets. So now you say, there's some of the word I don't understand, I already warned you, I'll skip. So then some of the, he's saying now, I have to bark, the dog bark, because there's something outside. That means he's asking me, the young guy is asking me, so I have to say something now, even though I see whole environment, there's not going to be benefit. But he's using this analogy, now the dog has to bark because somebody is there. So that means I have to say something because you are asking me to say something. And say what does it? three more minutes, then we stop. 3 more minutes, okay? Change it to the, so change the English shekel, because you ask, and I'll say, change the shekel. So if says, the brother says, if somebody asks, then you should say something. Then, love, if somebody says, okay, I want to learn, then you should teach. If somebody comes to you, say, I want to learn, then you should teach. I'm going to say something brief. Now he's telling, the Dharma. What is Dharma? Dharma has been taught by Buddha. So he's telling that in the beginning. If you wonder, who taught Dharma? The Shakyamuni Buddha is the one who taught Dharma. He's now telling him. And he, so that basically saying that you have to have somebody there to guide you. You can't just learn. Somebody needs to be there to guide you, or you have to find somebody who can guide you. So then in the end, then everything's related to the, you know, like not just somebody just made it up, that Buddha said, you know, Shakyamuni Buddha said. Because, of course, Tibet is Buddhist country. You know, all culture is deeply rooted in Buddhism. There are many, many different practices in Buddhism, but you practice according to your limit or your interest. So he's advising him. And the bottom line is all about, as I mentioned earlier this morning, what doesn't matter, Buddhism, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, doesn't matter. The point is to have good mind. His Holiness said this all the time, warm heart. Heart needs to be warm. No, like, so then that's what I've been saying exactly, negative thought when it's come down to you, when it's come to other people, other tradition, other religion, we don't need any of those. Why? Because this is mental suffering. We don't need that. When it's come down to yourself, looking down on yourself, that's negative thought. So we'll be better off if we have less negative thought. If you have more negative thought, appetite is not good, sleep is not good, whole environment, you know, is just not good. So every single moment we are fully capable to improve ourselves. Need to think and think and think. You know, if you really, that's how, as I mentioned last Sunday, rise and shine. You know, you think something special about yourself. It is precious. It is special. It is, you know, the day, as a Buddhist, day begins with precious human life. What that means? That means thinking something very special, you know, special about. This is not just special. It's very precious. Well, it's very precious. So that's, from a Buddhist point of view, that's how you rise and shine. You think good about yourself. So I'm not saying this just to make you help, just to make you happy, and hoping that you'll come back. I don't. There's no my intentions. I'm just simply here repeating what's been said. So then, minute you wake up with this knowledge of, you know, precious human life, thinking something very special. So so that's very important. So that's what I think what. So he is talking about. So now all of that, all that religion is to help you to reduce negative thought. Negative thought is not good. Whether it's anger, attachment, jealousy, this is all not good. Because that kind of disturb your mind. You know. So when you go to hotel, you can there sign, you can put outside, don't disturb me. What do you do for mind? So basically, that sign is to not, when you say don't disturb, that means physical. I don't think, you know, like there's how. So how people disturb physically, physical body disturb means what means for physically disturb means what it means disturb physically means. Huh? I don't know. That means somebody comes to shake you. That's kind of disturbing. That's not why we have sign outside the door. No purpose, nobody going to. So anyway, so more like mind. So this is like thinking about precious human life is like wearing a sign. No, no need to wear the sign. The sign is already here, there, inside. Oh. So a negative mind, regardless whether you are believing something, not believing something, doesn't matter. The point is to have good mind. Home heart. Home heart, okay? So that's the whole point. Even though this book has been 300 something volume has been taught, whole point is to think something positive. Then will have good health. Okay? So I'm just adding something extra here, some kind of, time is over. I will continually read next couple of Sunday from this, you know, this couple of page. I really like this because when I read every morning, you know, I read this little bit. I read this a couple of times, but still trying to figure out some of the analogy that Zapata used. Still, I could not understand what he's saying. So I'm reading, taking some notes. Then I'll call my teacher and ask him, you know. So, yeah. Yeah, thank you. So you can go. I have to stay, so I have another class here. So, so some sort of some dedication.
So we'll do the dedication prayers on the pink sheet in the prayer book, and while in the meantime, I'll read the prayer list. Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans who have been killed or taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Carl Thomas Adams Sr., John Ahern, Alexa Alston, Faye Bean, Julio Castro, Benjamin Courtney, Winifred Deutsch, Kathy Fortner, Virginia Lytle, Cleo the Cat. Job Search, John Pell, Justin Kelly. Prayers for Health and Well-Being, Kyabje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Turkila. All those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the non-violent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Jim Barnes, Yukiko Burroughs, Richard First, Eugene Flynn, Mildred Gooch, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson and Buddy, Helen Kastanoff, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Nelson Mandela, Howard Mann, Kate Mann, Tom McGinnity, Adrian Oliver, Jay Pandya, Kyle Pagoni, Aunt Polly, Richard Potter, Lottie Powell, Eric Reeves, Robert and Helena, Scooby Rodriguez, Dr. Albert Sanz, Rosemary Seitz, Sarai, Aunt Barbara Tai, Dion Washington, Dorothy Wirtis, Susan Westerfeld, Judith Wormser, the Worthington family, and Dorje and Kajo the Pigs. If you have any names you'd like to add, would you please say them now? May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drink. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvest. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. savior of the snowland teachings and transmigratory beings, who extensively clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion to the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serves as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Majjhana's victorious doctrine, who massively accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior, myself, and others, your disciples. Please, please live long. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Yeah, thank you. Have a wonderful weekend. So then please, you know, like the stupa, you can go around, you know, for your friend, for your, you know, loved one, or for your pet. You know. So then also there's prayer wheel here, prayer wheel. Well, then you turn clockwise. There, we did this for all of you. You know, so the easiest way to create the cause for happiness, easiest way, just go around, you know. So then also turn. No, so this is not order. This is just, I'm not ordering you to do, but I think it's a good thing to do because it will create the cause for happiness that we are all looking for. No, so you can do it for yourself. You can do, as I said, when you saw some dead animal, you can feel bad. So just turn, think about them, dedicate them. So like a lot of benefit, okay? Yeah, thank you.